It's time for the ESPN College Football Pick'em for week number 14. It is rivalry week. Let's make this short.
Excited for the football season? Then don't miss your boost pack courtesy of BetMGM. Log into your BetMGM account today to receive your pro football boost pack. Then, apply the token from the pack to any qualifying pro football wagers, and you'll gain extra winnings and more. It's always fun to cheer for your favorite team and celebrate the game-winning drive. And now you can do that while getting in on the action with BetMGM. Make your bets and play along with the full slate of games like never before with BetMGM's daily promotions, live betting options, original bets, and so much more. Log in or sign up today to get your pro football boost pack. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for full terms. 21 plus only. Must be 21 or older to wager. Ohio only. Existing customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards vary. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, I'm your host, Gary Seegers, at GaryWCE on all the different socials. Of course, the most active would be X, so you can follow me over there, if you will, so kindly. You guys know the situation. I do the college football show for BetUS every Tuesday and Wednesday, 1 p.m. Eastern Time. This is a contest. It's very easy. Let's go ahead and pull up where we are thus far on the season, 63-57. It did not count my week two picks because I guess I made them on a different... I don't know. It didn't count week two. But even still, we are ranked number 12,616. That's 87.7% better than the rest of the field. It's pretty good. There's hundreds of thousands of people that are in this thing. So we're going to keep on going through the bowl season, through everything else. I don't know exactly when this contest ends, but we will continue to do our thing. So let's go ahead and look into game number one. And this will start us off here. Michigan goes to Ohio State. Ohio State is a 20.5-point favorite. Let's go on and pull up the stats. My number on this is Ohio State minus 28.66. Based on the last 4 weeks of stats, I've got Ohio State minus almost 23 points. Michigan certainly found something on offense against Northwestern last week. But even still, when you look at the full season numbers, Ohio State number one in PPA margin. That's predicted points added. Michigan number 83. This Michigan offense... still a bit of an issue. Number 120 in PPA per pass for Michigan's offense. Ohio State number 10 in that metric on defense. You start looking at havoc rate. The Michigan offensive line has been okay at pass rush, etc. Ohio State's number 10. They can get after it. You saw it against Indiana last week. They can certainly implement their will if they want to. As far as running the football, that was Michigan's bread and butter, number 48 PPA per rush, number 21 in rush rate. They run the ball almost 58% of the time. Guys, Ohio State's really good at defending that too. Number 21 in rushing success allowed, Michigan number 59. Yeah, this is just looking at overall efficiency. Ohio State number one in five factors plus talent, Michigan number 35. I don't know what else to tell you. I mean, looking at the talent composite, Ohio State's number three, Michigan is number 16. Michigan should be better than 20.5 points separating these two teams, but there is a lot of ill will built up here. I wanted to take Michigan because if that number seemed outrageous, and it seems like Michigan has their number, but there is no Harbaugh here. There is no defensive coordinator. This Michigan team is not very good. And Ohio State has been circling this game. They've had guys that came back specifically to play in this game. It's at home. You saw what they did last week when they feel slighted. We're going to switch it over. We're going to take Ohio State minus the 20.5. I think that they lay it on here. Could be bad. Could be bad. Next game on the docket. Tennessee goes to Vanderbilt, and this is going to be basically a Tennessee home game, to say the least. So, Tennessee favored by 10.5 on the road. Looking at the stats here, we've got Tennessee favored by 16, and based on the last 4 weeks of stats, we've got Tennessee minus 21. Vanderbilt has fallen off a little bit. The defense certainly has fallen off. They're number 109 in predicted points added allowed per drive. This Tennessee defense is number 7. Basically, this Tennessee team is South Carolina. I think that's the easiest way to put this, right? They're very similar. They have incredible defensive fronts. South Carolina's, I think, is a little bit better. But looking at this, Tennessee number 4 in havoc created. Vandy is number 63. I think that Tennessee can crash down on these the tackles and make Diego Pavia do things with the ball that he doesn't really want to do. I don't think he's going to be able to run very much on this Tennessee defense. And if he can't get those first downs, you know, Vandy's standard down PPA, standard down success, all that, it's certainly fallen off quite a bit. They're number 76 in standard down PPA, number 64 in standard down success. Tennessee is fantastic at stopping that stuff. The Vandy offensive line is not going to have a lot of success here. On the other side, Vandy's defense, not very good, especially against the pass. Tennessee is going to try and run the ball a lot. Tennessee runs the ball 56.32% of the time. That's number 29 in the country. So certainly more than average. Man, like, you look at the talent difference. You look at Tennessee looking to get into the playoff here. This seems like a spot where it's kind of going to crash on Vanderbilt. I love Diego as a dog, but man, this seems like I'm going against my gut here. I'm going with Tennessee, or not against my gut. I'm going against my principle of betting on Diego as a double-digit dog. I'm going to take Tennessee, minus the 10.5. Seems like too many people on this Vandy hype train right now. Let's go with Tennessee. Right quick. Check out GoSleeves.com. It's the best kinesiology technology on the market. GoSleeves.com/WCE. That is the best spot for you to check out. I'm telling you, if you are an older person, or you got joint pain in your elbows, your knees, your ankles, they got compression sleeves, compression socks, compression shirts, everything else. But the kinesiology technology is awesome. So do yourself a favor and go and check it out. GoSleeves.com. Also, if you haven't already, subscribe to the channel and like the video. That would help me out tremendously.
Excited for the football season? Then don't miss your boost pack courtesy of BetMGM. Log into your BetMGM account today to receive your pro football boost pack. Then apply the token from the pack to any qualifying pro football wagers, and you'll gain extra winnings and more. It's always fun to cheer for your favorite team and celebrate the game-winning drive. And now you can do that while getting in on the action with BetMGM. Make your bets and play along with the full slate of games like never before with BetMGM's daily promotions, live betting options, original bets, and so much more. Log in or sign up today to get your pro football boost pack. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for full terms. 21 plus only. Must be 21 or older to wager. Ohio only. Existing customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards vary. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
All right, we're back over to it. And we go to the Iron Bowl. Auburn going to Alabama. And Alabama is an 11.5-point favorite at home. Alabama did not look very good last week against Oklahoma. And that might be putting it mildly. I mean, they just got absolutely demolished. But let me tell you, the one thing that the three defenses that have really slowed down Alabama's offense, Tennessee, South Carolina, Oklahoma, all of those are like top eight as far as havoc rate is concerned. This Auburn defensive line does not have the same kind of players that Oklahoma, South Carolina, and Tennessee do. They don't have the edge rushers that those teams do. Auburn is number 84 in havoc rate allowed. So Jalen Milroe will have time to throw the football. He will have time to get out and whatnot. Don't think Alabama's going to have a whole lot of success being able to run the ball, because I do think that Auburn's defensive front is good at stopping the run. Obviously, number 6 in offensive line yards allowed, number 16 in stuff rate, and you see how bad Alabama's offensive line has been. Number 109 in offensive line yards, number 121 in stuff rate allowed. They're not good as far as running, especially between the tackles. Jalen Milroe is a different kind of beast, though. When he gets on the edge, it's a different kind of game. Different kind of game. Now, Auburn did have a lot of success against Alabama last year. Different type of offense this year, though. I'll say that. Looking at Alabama on defense, certainly they're going to miss Deontay Lawson, but they do have some guys back there that can help in that situation. Alabama, bunch of ball hawks. That's a Kane-Womack defense. They are aggressive. They're going to try and take the ball away. Peyton Thorne and company have not been as bad lately at turning the ball over, but you start getting some weird looks on defense, and you never know what's going to happen. Auburn's still number 115 in giveaways per game, number 124 in takeaways. Auburn does not generate turnovers. Most people are on Auburn this week because of how bad Alabama looked last week. I think it's all about the style of fight. I think that's what it is. It's all about the style of fight. We're going to go with Alabama to cover the 11.5 at home, at least for the contest. I'll say that. Moving on. Cal goes to SMU, and look at SMU. 10-1, undefeated in the ACC. They're going to be in the ACC championship game no matter what, but now they're vying for a playoff spot. Even if they don't win the ACC, if they go 11-1 and then end up losing to whether it's Clemson or Miami, that is what it is. So, 13.5 SMU are favored by at home. And let's drop back over. There we go. All right, so I've got SMU favored by 18.73. Based on the last 4 weeks of stats, I've got SMU by 10.5. So that's not great. That's not ideal, certainly. This thing opened 12.5. By the time ESPN got a hold of it, it was 13.5. A lot of people on SMU this week. Cal as a double-digit dog is always enticing. They did not look very good at home against Stanford as a favorite. Had to come back and win that game. But you get Justin Wilcox in a situation like this, he's going to Dallas. This SMU defense is lights out. They are phenomenal. They are number 6 in defensive PPA allowed per drive. But you start looking at strength of schedule, and don't get me wrong, Cal has not played a very strong strength of schedule either. Number 77 and number 87 on those. But, you know, you start digging around on this, it kind of starts to make a little bit of sense, right? SMU is number 8 in PPA margin, Cal number 48. You look at finishing drives, Cal on defense, points per scoring opportunity, number 8. They do not allow teams to finish drives. On the other side, SMU, number 11 in points per scoring opportunity allowed. Cal is number 120. This has all the feelings of a team under pressure, etc. SMU certainly whipped up on Virginia last week. But I still believe that SMU is going to run into problems somewhere. I think this is probably going to be one of those spots where they got to face a little bit of adversity to be able to get the win. We saw the same thing against Boston College. Cal is not a crap football team. They're number 48 in PPA margin. Like, this is not a bad football team. They're decent on offense, and they show up in big spots on defense. That's the hallmark of a Justin Wilcox team. So we're going to go with Cal plus 13.5. Pressure makes people do weird things. We'll say that. All right. Next up, Miami goes to Syracuse. Speaking of pressure, Miami has to win to get into the ACC championship game. So, Miami favored by 10.5 over an 8-3 Syracuse Orange team that just won last week against UConn. Let's look at the numbers right quick. And we've got Miami favored by 16.47. Based on the last 4 weeks of stats, we've got Miami minus almost 22 points. Syracuse number 78 in PPA margin. But this is all about the offenses. Syracuse number 28 in predicted points added per offensive drive. Miami is number one. Miami's defense, number 38 in predicted points added allowed per drive. Syracuse's defense, number 96. The Syracuse defense is not great. They're number 95 PPA per pass. They're number 89 PPA allowed per rush. Miami is number 10 and number 6 in those spots. Miami does not run the ball very much. And there's no strength or weakness when it comes to this Syracuse defense. They're just bad kind of across the board. They don't allow a lot of scoring opportunities per game. They only allow 5 drives inside the 40 per game. That's good for number 31. Miami is number 3. They get inside the opponent 40-yard line 7.64 times per game. And they score 4.87 points every time they get down there. So they're number 4 in the country in that. Syracuse is number 108. They allow 4.20 points. Syracuse doesn't stop much. You look at the 5 factors plus talent rank, Miami number 8, Syracuse number 40. There's a lot of things that would point you to. There's a lot of things that would point you towards Miami here. But again, you're going on the road. You have to win to get to the ACC championship game. You're projected to be in the playoff. You've got all these things going on. And Syracuse is just sitting back 8-3, won a bunch of games. The offense is absolutely clicking right now. They're taking it easy. When are we going to get the Cam Ward turnover game, right? Because right now, number 34 in giveaways per game, number 40 in takeaways. Syracuse not great at generating turnovers, but you never know. You never know with these things. So this is another one of those where I think pressure gets to them. Give me Syracuse plus the 10.5 on this. I'm going against my numbers on this one. Right quick, we all know, let's save that one. If you haven't already, subscribe to the video or subscribe to the channel. Like the video for me. If you're on podcast, I would certainly appreciate it if you subscribe over there and leave a nice 5-star review on that. That would help out as well. And if you want to support the show, these stat sheets that I've got, bettingcfb.com is where I post those every single week. You would be helping me out tremendously. It's $5 a month, $50 for the year. And we do a lot of bonus content, bonus podcasts. I post a whole lot of stat graphics, et cetera, over there. So check it out, bettingcfb.com. If you would help me out, that would be tremendous. Carrying on, we move to a Big 12 game, which is really a Pac-12 game in disguise. Arizona State goes to Arizona, and Arizona State right now is absolutely rolling. They are 9-2. They win this game. If I'm not mistaken, all they have to do is... Yeah, I'm pretty sure all they have to do is win the game. And I think they're in the Big 12 title game. If I'm not mistaken. I think these Big 12 tiebreakers are bananas. They're absolutely bananas. All right, so let's break it down. Arizona is pretty putrid. That's not the one I wanted. That's the one I wanted. All right, so my number has Arizona State by 11.62. Based on the last 4 weeks of stats, it's got Arizona State minus 18.5. ESPN strength of record has Arizona 87, Arizona State 15. And you're looking at Arizona State number 27 in PPA margin, Arizona number 90. Like, this is a mismatch of epic proportions. But you start looking at some of these other things, and you've got Arizona number 16 in special teams efficiency. Arizona State is number 130. Penalties per game, both are not great. Turnover margin, that is certainly on Arizona State's side. Arizona much more explosive on offense. Arizona State is not explosive at all on offense. The thing that Arizona State does best is, They run the football, and they run it 58.53% of the time. That's number 17 in the country. But yards per rush, they're number 66. So they're number 28 in PPA per rush. But they're number 66 in yards per rush, only 4.45 yards per rush on this. They're number 36 in offensive line yards, number 41 in stuff rate. Arizona is not great at stopping the run, obviously, but they're even worse against the pass. Is Arizona State going to be able to throw the ball? Like, what is the pressure situation here, right? Because why is this number not bigger? And obviously last week was a big week. This is kind of a letdown spot, except for the fact that it's a rivalry game. And Kenny Dillingham, being from that area, went to school there, understands what this rivalry is. So while it would be a big deal for Brent Brennan to be able to right the ship a little bit here, they're 4-7. They're still not going to make it to a bowl game. It would certainly be good for their program to get a win like this. But I still don't know. Like, Arizona State's weakness is against the pass. They're number 106 in passing explosiveness allowed. Arizona is number 22. T-Mac could go off here. Even still, I think they're going to be able to run the ball on this Arizona defense. I don't think that's going to be an issue for them at all. I think they are going to be able to basically put their foot down and lean forward for 3 yards at a time. I think they'll put up plenty of points. Arizona State, I think, is the significantly better team. So, let's switch back over. We're going Arizona State minus 8.5 on this one, for sure. All right, moving along to the Big Ten we go. Purdue going to Indiana, and Indiana a 28.5-point home favorite here. And, oh, Purdue. Number 132 in PPA margin, number 119 in ESPN strength of schedule. Their strength of schedule currently is number 6. They played a tough schedule. They really have. But man, that defense, number 132 in PPA allowed per rush, number 130 in PPA allowed per pass. On offense, I mean, really, they got nothing on offense either. Purdue's number 114 in predicted points added per drive on offense. Indiana, number 9 in PPA margin. They're number 11 on offensive drives. They're number 18 on defensive drives. Number 2 in offensive success rate. They're number 28 in defensive success rate. They're not as good against the pass. Number 33 PPA per pass allowed. Number 10 in yards per attempt. Number 22 in QBR allowed. Purdue is 99, 84, and 94 in those. And they throw the ball 53% of the time. That's number 40 in the country. I don't see how Purdue stays in this game. I'm trying to figure out something here because the number just looks outrageous. The spread based on the last 4 weeks of stats somehow only has Indiana favored by 3 touchdowns. But for the full season, it's got Indiana by 35.5. And so this thing was at 27.5. It's bounced up to 28.5. Let's go, Indiana. Like, Purdue is so bad that I can't even talk myself into the idea that they might cover against Indiana. Even cover against Indiana. I don't think they can keep it within 4 touchdowns. Because I think Indiana is going to be pissed after last week. That's what I think. All right. We move to, well, where'd it go? There we go. We move to the SEC. Texas. At Texas A&M. Texas favored by 5.5. And Quinn Ewers dealing with a bit of an ankle injury. He had an MRI. Looks like he's going to be fine. They said he's going to play. Okay. Let's take a look at the numbers. Last 4 week stats has got A&M favored by almost 3 points. That was shocking. Full season has got Texas by 9.5. So, let's take a look. Let's see what we got here. This Texas defense is serious, right? I mean, they are really, really, really good. Number 3 in defensive PPA allowed per drive. That's predicted points added again. Number 6 in PPA margin. A&M is number 42. A&M is not great by any stretch of the imagination. Offense, especially, they can't throw the ball. Number 56 in PPA per pass. And yet, if I'm not mistaken, last week, They threw for, 300 something yards with Marcel Reed against Auburn. So maybe you can find a way to drum up some passing yards there potentially. But I think it all kind of hinges on the running game. That's not going to be easy without Moss for sure. But they do have some guys back there, so there's at least that. Special teams efficiency, A&M is number 8, Texas number 115. And you look at penalties per game, turnover margin, most everything points towards Texas. Now, I don't know exactly what that means, but this feels like a spot where A&M shows up, right? Maybe I'm nuts on this, but this is a fuel spot for sure. And while Texas, I am certain, would love to just demolish Texas A&M, I don't think these two are that far off. The 247 talent composite, you got Texas number 4, A&M number 7, and I know that Texas for the duration of the season has been better, but A&M has played a tougher schedule, which is wild to say. But A&M has certainly played a more difficult schedule, especially on the road. So you look at some of these numbers, and there's ways that A&M could certainly get after them. A&M is number 11 in havoc created. Texas' offense, number 61. So Quinn Ewers not being very mobile back there. We might see Arch Manning in this spot, because if that angle is bothering him at all, he's just going to be a sitting duck back there for that defensive line. Nick Scowerton and that bunch, they will absolutely get to the quarterback. They're not great at defending the pass, but, man, if you get to the quarterback, you can certainly fix something like that. I think we're going to see some wackiness, so I'm going to take A&M plus 5.5 on that one. All right, where are we? Okay, so this, tickets are expensive. You guys already know this. We ain't going to talk about it for too long, but you can save money every time you buy tickets. The best third-party ticketing vendor on the market would be TicketSmarter. TicketSmarter.com or the TicketSmarter mobile app. Go and check them out. Put in the promo code WCE10 or WCE20, and that is going to save you either $10 off an order of $100 or more or $20 off an order of $300 or more. I'm telling you, every single time you want to buy tickets, whether it's to a concert, NBA game, college basketball game, college football, we're getting ready for the playoffs. Do yourself the favor. Go save money every time out. It's not a one-time sign-up bonus. Do it to it. TicketSmarter.com or the TicketSmarter mobile app. Think smarter with TicketSmarter. Also, if you want to support the show, along with bettingcfb.com, where you can get all of these different stat sheets and whatnot, you can also go to winningcureseverything.com, and we have a web store set up. And we got all kind of t-shirts and hoodies and mouse pad, everything that you could possibly want is right there in one spot. So go ahead and check it out. Winningcureseverything.com, bettingcfb.com, TicketSmarter, Ghost Sleeves. We appreciate our sponsors. We really, really do. All right, we got two games left, so let's get to it. Big Ten matchup, again, used to be a Pac-12 matchup, but regardless, Washington goes to Oregon. Oregon, an 18.5-point favorite here at home in Eugene. They're coming off of a bye week. Let's take a look at the numbers. My numbers have Oregon favored by 19.5. Based on the last 4 weeks of stats, I've got Oregon favored by almost 18, 17.8 here. Total is 51.5. I've got it 51. Yeah. I think that Oregon might splatter them. And the reason for that, Oregon number 22 in special teams efficiency, Washington number 131. Washington is not explosive on offense. Neither is Oregon, but they're a little bit more as it is. Basically everything that Washington does, Oregon does better. Everything across the board. There's not a single stat that you can point at. This Oregon defense can absolutely get after the Washington offense. The question is about Oregon stopping the Washington running game. You see all these others, 56 in PPA allowed per rush, number 51 in yards per rush. Washington is number 78 and number 70. But that offensive line for Washington has been really good. They're number 8 in stuff rate allowed. They're number 15 in offensive line yards. Oregon's defense is number 80 and number 116 in those metrics. But on the other side, yeah, Washington's pretty good against the pass, right? I mean, you see it here. Number 4 in PPA allowed per pass. Number 7 in QBR allowed. But, man, you start looking into havoc rate. They're not going to be able to get after Dylan Gabriel. Passing downs PPA. So when Oregon gets behind the chains, if they ever do, they'll still be able to pick up the first downs. I mean, you look at third down conversion percentage. Oregon's number 9. Washington number 100. Fourth down conversion percentage. Oregon number 39. Washington number 86. On the other side, complete opposite. Oregon great at defending third downs. They're number 13 in the country. Washington's number 98. Fourth down conversions. Oregon's not great. They're number 86, but Washington is number 110. Like, this so heavily leans Oregon that it's not even funny. And the fact that it's under 3 touchdowns, yeah, we're going to have to go that direction. Give me the Ducks, minus 18.5. Right, next game on the docket. Last one for today. Houston going to BYU. Late game. We're not going to know who the Big 12 champion is, who the Big 12, not champion, but who the Big 12 title game participants are until really after this one's done. And this thing starts at 9:15 p.m. Central Time. That's God's time zone. But it's 10:15 p.m. Eastern. So it might be 1:30 a.m. Eastern, 2 a.m. Eastern, before we know who's actually in the Big 12 title game. That's pretty nuts. Pretty nuts. All right, so BYU favored by 12.5 over Houston. Let's get back over here and take a look at the numbers. We've got BYU favored by 16.5. Based on the last 4 weeks, we got BYU minus almost 20 points, 19.98. The issue for Houston, they are really good at defending the rush, right? Jake Retzlaff, he's healthy again. You certainly saw it in the second half of that Arizona State game. They were rolling on that Sun Devils defense, absolutely rolling on them. And yet, here we sit, right? 2 straight losses for BYU. I think they're going to bounce back pretty heftily here. Houston number 126 in special teams efficiency. BYU is number 9. Turnover margin, BYU number 19. Houston number 110. Houston is number 129 in giveaways per game, and you saw it against Arizona last week. Just so frustrating. This Houston offense, I thought was looking better under Zion Chris. It's a lot of the same. It's number 130 in PPA per pass, number 125 in PPA per rush. They're number 132 in rushing success rate. They are number 133 in passing success rate. There's just so many problems with this team. And while BYU as a favorite is not typically the way that I want to go, especially as a double-digit favorite, I don't feel like this is enough points. I think BYU is going to be heavily motivated here, and there's not a lot of opposition from the Cougar side. So, you know, when you're looking at strength of record, BYU has played a tougher strength of schedule, and they've performed better against it than Houston, which is pretty wild to think about. So, number 36 PPA margin against number 118. And really, I mean, the Houston defense has been okay. They're number 44 in defensive PPA allowed per drive. But, man, this is bananas. Absolutely bananas. All right, we're going to take the favorite. We're going to trust the numbers on this one, at least. Motivation and skill set certainly seem to coincide here. So let's take BYU. All right. Now for our tiebreaker. How many total points will be scored in Texas versus Texas A&M? Let's go back to this, and let's see. Our total is 49.5. We're showing a projected total of 57. Yeah, screw it. We'll roll with that. We'll roll with that. I don't expect a ton of points, but maybe it'll go over. We might have defensive scores here. So back over to this. Let's type it in, 57. And that is our tiebreaker right there. All right. Now, let's recap. Recap what we got thus far. All right, we're going to take Ohio State minus 20.5. We will take Tennessee minus 10.5. We will take Alabama minus 11.5. We will take Cal plus 13.5. We've got Syracuse plus 10.5. Arizona State minus 8.5. Indiana minus 28.5. A&M plus 5.5. Oregon minus 18.5, and BYU minus 12.5. And then, of course, our tiebreaker, 57 points scored in Texas versus Texas A&M. That is going to wrap things up. You guys have been absolutely fantastic. I certainly appreciate all of you for really this whole season. We're going to be back again next week for the championship games and whatnot. But yeah, this has been wacky. Absolutely wacky. I appreciate you all. Don't forget ticketsmarter.com, ghostsleeves.com/WCE. Don't forget the promo codes for TicketSmarter, WCE10, WCE20, and don't forget bettingcfb.com as well. That's going to do it. Take care of yourself. Take care of each other. God bless college football and hopefully all of your tickets cash this week. Thanks for listening to Winning Cures Everything. Make sure and follow me on Twitter at GaryWCE. If you want to toss in a question, you can email me Gary@winningcureseverything.com. Make sure and hit that subscribe button, and we'll see you next time.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Steven is an owner-operator truck driver.
Hiya, folks.
Steven traded up to GEICO for serious commercial insurance for both his truck and cargo, all for a seriously great rate.
Ooh, I got one.
Got one what?
A good pun.
This isn't one of those ads.
There's something wrong with that forklift, but it's a giant fork you can't lift, right?
We take commercial insurance very seriously here, Steven.
I'm only semi-serious, huh? You get it?
I see what you did there. Get more with GEICO Commercial Insurance. Trade up today at geico.com/commercial.